Armed with Truth is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Welcome to Armed with Truth, a podcast for youth. I'm your host, Lisa Bruneel. My goal here is to empower the youth of today to become a sin-resistant generation. You youth are bombarded by Satan's temptations on every side, especially when it comes to immorality, lust, and pornography. I want to talk about truths that can strengthen you, safeguard you, and bring greater power into your life through the Savior Jesus Christ. Let's get started and be armed with truth. Today's episode is all about Jesus Christ and his gift of repentance. Ask yourself, what is Heavenly Father's personal message for you right now in this podcast? The Holy Ghost will testify to you of the exact message that Heavenly Father has for you right now today. In 2 Nephi 33, verse 6, Nephi testifies of the Savior. He says, I glory in plainness, I glory in truth, I glory in my Jesus, for he hath redeemed my soul from hell. I love the phrase, my Jesus. I have heard several people talk about it lately. That specific scripture and that specific phrase, my Jesus. Do you know that Jesus is your Jesus? Do you know his atonement was personal for you? The atonement of Jesus Christ is what makes it possible for you to return and live with your Heavenly Father. He took upon himself your pains and your trials, your weaknesses and your sins. It wasn't just one big act that covered the people of the earth like a blanket. It was individual and personal for each one of us. Jesus Christ is your Savior, your Redeemer, your Jesus. We can access the power of the atonement of Jesus Christ to endure adversity, to overcome weaknesses, to repent, and to forgive others. But to access the power of Christ's atonement, we must first have faith. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible Dictionary teaches us that faith in Jesus Christ is the first principle of the gospel, and it's more than belief, since true faith always moves its possessor to some kind of physical and mental action. It carries an assurance of the fulfillment of things hoped for. So faith isn't just believing something's true. It's a belief that moves us. It moves us to action. And we have the assurance of the fulfillment of the things we hope for. President Nelson said that faith propels us to do things we otherwise would not do. Faith that motivates us to action gives us more access to his power. So think about your faith. How is it more than belief? Are you moved to action mentally or physically? I want to talk a little bit more today about the faith-filled action of daily repentance, the gift we have through the atonement of Jesus Christ. We all sin. It's part of being human, part of being on the earth, and part of God's plan of happiness. Sin makes us unworthy to live with our Heavenly Father. It spiritually separates us from Him. But the best part of Heavenly Father's plan, the most glorious part, is that God provided a Savior, Jesus Christ atoned for our sins and made it possible to become clean through repentance. In the Gospel Principles Manual, it outlines a very basic plan of repentance, 7 principles. We must recognize our sins. We must feel sorrow for our sins. We must forsake our sins. We must confess our sin. We must make restitution. We must forgive others. We must keep the commandments of God. When I was a teenager, I did some things that I needed to repent of, and part of that repentance involved needing to meet with my bishop. I did not want to do it. I was embarrassed. I was nervous. I didn't know what to say, and I worried what he would think about me. These thoughts held me back for a time, but finally, the whisperings of the Spirit urged me enough to go. I remember driving to his house in my nice blue Honda Accord. My stomach was tied in knots. I felt an immense weight in my heart for about what I was going to do. I did feel true sorrow for what I had done, and I was ready to get rid of these feelings. So I continued driving right to his house. As I talked with my bishop, that weight began to lift. I felt light coming in. I felt peace returning. Those knots in my stomach began to unravel and disappear. Afterwards, I remember driving away from his house. It had been a cloudy day, and the clouds in front of me literally parted. Rays of sunshine slowly peeked through until the sky in front of me was filled with light. I couldn't help but feel the power in that moment. It's a moment that I have never forgotten. When I was younger, repentance to me was just kind of for the big things. It actually wasn't until the last few years, in my 40s, that I started to really apply the principle of daily repentance. Isn't it great that old gals can learn new tricks? Really, it actually is amazing that we get to learn and grow continually our entire life. I wouldn't want to miss that. President Nelson has said that nothing is more liberating, more ennobling, or more crucial to our individual progression than is a regular daily focus on repentance. He also said, "I plead with you to repent. Experience the strengthening power of daily repentance, of doing and being a little better each day." I have learned that daily repentance isn't only possible, it's powerful. As I have begun to act on the principles of daily repentance, I have had more power come into my life from the Savior, more power from His atonement, and my love for Him has grown immensely. In the beginning of this practice of daily repentance, it was kind of a new idea to me, and I decided to start by reviewing my day in my nightly prayers. My review was actually a little one-sided. I would pray, and as I prayed, I would think of all the things that I had done wrong that day. A lot of my weaknesses would actually overwhelm me. Weaknesses like wanting to be more organized, being a better mom, wanting to lose weight. I would take all these weaknesses to Heavenly Father, seeking how to be better and how to repent. But then I learned the powerful practice of involving Heavenly Father in my repentance. Instead of me coming up with all the things that I needed to repent of, I began to ask Him in my nightly prayers what I needed to repent of. We would review my day together. As I began to involve Him in this review, He would unfold unto me things that really mattered to Him, things that I really did need to repent of. Let me give you an example of just one of many of these experiences. I need to start with a little explanation. So my kids love to frequent the skate park near my house. There's usually lots of kids on skateboards, scooters, running around, having a great time. There's also frequently a lot of rough things that go on at the skate park. And they feel particularly rough to the opinions of mothers trying to keep their children choosing the right. So on one day, we were at the skate park. The sun was shining. Kids were all around. Mothers were sitting on the edge of the skate park watching their kids and talking. There was also a group of older kids, probably high school age, maybe some even a little older. They were also skating and having fun. But at one point in the chaos, one of them pulled out a cigarette and proceeded to light it. Well, there were signs all over that posted that said no cigarettes. And so, of course, the little group of mothers began to get a little crazy, as sometimes we mothers do. And me, thinking I could save the world, I took it upon myself to save the children of the earth and confront the group of kids. I walked up to the boy with the cigarette and I said, "You're not really going to light that cigarette, are you?" You can imagine I didn't get a very good response, and we got in a little bit of a confrontation. In fact, later my son said, "Mom, I thought you were going to have a fight at the skate park." I didn't have a fight. But on the edge of the sidewalk, there was a mom that sat watching everything. And she became so flustered that she piped up, "I'm calling the cops." The group of kids was angry, but they probably realized they were fighting with a group of crazed mama bears that wouldn't back down, so they began to pack up their stuff in their cars and drive away. As they were leaving, one called out, "Gosh, lady, you don't have to hate us for our addictions." That statement really stung me, but not enough to think that I hadn't acted in the best way for all of humanity. That night, back in my room at bedtime, I kneeled down to say my prayers, and I began to pray to Heavenly Father and involve Him in my actions of daily repentance. Much to my surprise, that experience at the skate park came to my mind, but it wasn't with a feeling that I had done the right thing. Heavenly Father brought it to my mind because I needed to repent. He unfolded to me how I could have treated His children better, how I could have reached out in love, how my actions could have changed the entire scene. My heart was really broken. I saw how I had acted in the way that the Savior would not have acted. That experience has remained with me. And frequently in my night prayers, I remember Heavenly Father can show me things that I didn't even know that I needed to repent of. That is how repentance can go when Heavenly Father is involved. He helps us to see what really matters. Oftentimes for me, my repentance involves how I treat His other children. I want to turn our thoughts to the sins of immorality, lust, and pornography. We've talked about shame and how Satan uses shame to keep us from Heavenly Father, especially when we are dealing with sins of a sexual nature. Satan wants us to think that we cannot be forgiven, and he plants thoughts in our heart, especially when we are caught in compulsive behaviors, that if we commit the same mistakes over and over again, that our repentance can't count, that we can't overcome, and that we can't be forgiven. I want you to know that your sincere repentance counts, even if you're doing it over and over every single day. When we feel the Spirit, when we have faith to take the action of repentance, sincere repentance changes us. And the first step to change is turning to the Lord, even if we are taking that first step over and over again. Even if we are in the bishop's office multiple times, we are turning to the Lord and we are changing. If you feel like you're a failure because you've repented 5, 7, 30 times, or even 275 times for the same thing, know this, you are building sin resistance. Every confession, every act of faith-filled repentance is a blow against Satan and his plan. He would have you give up. He would have you feel there is no repentance left for you, but that is not true. The grace of Jesus Christ is more powerful than any sin. It is more powerful than repeated acts of sin, and it is more powerful than Satan. Jesus Christ overcame sin. That is why daily repentance is so important. Satan has patience, stamina, and determination. He won't back down. He won't give up fighting you, and you cannot fight him alone. Do you remember the analogy in an earlier podcast of being in a tidal wave of immorality, pornography, and lust? Well, you're swimming in that way, in that tidal wave, because you're alive. Swimming is actually repentance. And if you stop swimming, you will drown. Elder Robert Segay testified, "His love is greater than our fears, our wounds, our addictions, our doubts, our temptations, our sins, our broken families, our depression and anxieties, our chronic illnesses, our poverty, our abuse, our despair and our loneliness. He wants all to know there is nothing and no one he is unable to heal and deliver to enduring joy. Christ's power is bigger than all things." The Bible dictionary tells us we can have confidence in Christ without reservation. I add my personal testimony that Jesus Christ is my Jesus and your Jesus, and that repentance through him is glorious. We can repent and be cleansed every single day. Today's truth takeaways. The Savior Jesus Christ is your Jesus. Adversity, sin, and weakness are part of Heavenly Father's plan. Repentance is part of Heavenly Father's plan. You can repent when you sin, even if it is again and again and again. Daily repentance will bring you great blessings to your life. You can have confidence in Jesus Christ without reservation. Let's return to our first question. What is the personal message God has for you today? Is he inviting you to learn more about a specific truth, to make a change, or take a specific action? As you act on the truths you have learned, greater power will come into your life, the power and strength to follow Jesus Christ. I can't wait to hear what you do. You can let me know on Facebook and Instagram at Armed with Truth Podcast. Keep coming back. Heavenly Father has so much more in store for you here on Armed with Truth. Need help growing your business? It's what you don't know that will cost you. Tulu Peer Advisory Groups is here for every stage of business growth. Find out more at talloo.com. This podcast is brought to you by Make Waves Media House. Make Waves Media House is a full-service video production company based out of Spokane, Washington, but does work all over the U.S., specializing in music, video production, editing, director of photography services, motion graphics, and commercial work. With 20 years of experience behind the camera and celebrating 7 years of business, Make Waves is here to create your high-quality videos at affordable prices. You can find them on Facebook at Make Waves Media House, on Instagram at make.waves.mh, or call them now at 509-991-3000. Thanks for joining me here today on Armed with Truth. As we learn truth together, we become more valiant disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a stronger part of his battalion, and a truly sin-resistant generation.